Blog Talk Radio.
Breath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello, Cindy, and how are you?
Good. Blog Talk wouldn't recognize me. It kept telling me that I need to sign up for a premium package, which I have, and wouldn't recognize me, wouldn't let me get in the studio. So.
Oh, boy.
So I had to trick it, you know. So I was like, oh, my gosh, what's with today? So it is kind of the dankiest day out there, don't you think? Is this like up there with
my
the
goodness.
Worst?
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
It's cold. It's howling in here. You know, it's windy.
It's fall is what it is. It's fall outside right now.
I know. We want spring. We want summer. You know, what can I tell you? It's around now when you start hitting April that you're tired of cold. You really are tired of it. You know what I mean?
I'm not that tired, though.
You sound more rested, by the way. Are you rested? You sound
great.
I'm
a little bit more rested. I'm getting there.
Okay, good. And everyone's asking about Lisa. How is your wife? Because you haven't mentioned her as of late.
Oh, well, there's nothing to mention.
Well,
she does her Lisa things.
Okay, and how's her band doing? Because she's a drummer in a band.
She's doing very, very good. You know, her usual fitness stuff and her usual work stuff and all that stuff. She's got a couple of shows coming up, so that's exciting news. So her and her band, Blue Movie, are going to be playing on, I think, April 29th in Clifton, New Jersey at Dingbats. And let's see here. She's got another date coming up in June for the Amityville Music Hall over here on Long Island. And right now they're working on a Memorial Day weekend show. So, yeah. So the band is doing really, really good. Luckily, people want live music again. So, you know, her and the gang are prepping, you know, to get these things underway over the course of the next couple of months. And they just did a photo shoot. So you'll probably see some of those photos dropping soon. And she also just dropped a music video a couple weeks ago. So, yeah. That's about it.
Well, that's what we all like to hear. All these things. Because people are saying she must be doing something, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And that's what we want.
My wife is always doing something. That's make no mistake. There's always something going on.
Okay. And I just love it. You know, because everyone wants to know, you know, how is she? I got three emails. How is she doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Nicole to share it. I'm sure she's fine, but people just wanted to hear it.
No, she's all good.
Great. And now we have a lot of listeners. Do you see that tonight? A lot of listeners.
Yeah.
And if they want to talk to us, what do they have to do?
Please press number one, and then this way I will get a little alert, and we'll pull you into the chat room, and then we can queue you up and get you ready for the show.
Great. So, you know, why don't you go let's go to Jimmy since we know who he is, and then you could screen from there.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Okay, so what's happening in your world today?
So there was a lot of good stuff, a lot of positive stuff. Everything seemed to start going like a little bit smooth sailing, and then I got a letter from unemployment today being like, oh, you have to come in for this. And I'm like, how the frig am I supposed to come in for a meeting when I'm in a different state?
And you know what?
Like,
that's odd because they haven't asked anybody.
It's like threatening
to
lose my...
Well, why would they want to see you when they haven't asked to see anybody?
Right? That's the other thing. That's why I'm like, why is that even showing up? And it's like, it doesn't make any sense. And I got the letter in the mail for the appointment 2 hours after the appointment was for today. The appointment was for today, and I got the letter in the mail 2 hours after the appointment time. And then on the letter, it also says I have to call up and I have to explain what's going on before 4 p.m. of the day of the appointment. If I didn't get the letter at 3 p.m., they would have, like, ended everything. And it's just like, what?
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And they mailed it out. They mailed it out last month on the 28th. I'm like, what the? It's crazy.
Wow. Well, it looks to me like, you know, did you explain to them that you're not in the state? Because, are you telling them you're looking for work remotely too? Because, you know, if you're not in the state, they may be thinking you're not really looking for work, so...
Well, what it is that when they sent it, I said I was displaced because of – when I called them on the phone, I said to them I was displaced because I did not receive my unemployment in a timely manner, which caused me to lose my apartment. I gave – you know, I said the whole thing, and I was just like – and then I went on and said, currently I am looking for jobs that are located in New York, and I am also studying. And the thing with the studying is that I vaguely remember that, you know, I crossed this bridge a long time ago regarding something like this, and they have a form called the 599. And if you're studying or training for something, you just fill that out, and it, like, bypasses everything. But, like, I'm just curious as to – I don't understand why they're going after me, but they didn't go after anyone else. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it's not making any sense here either, but it looks like it's going to be okay. So, you know, I'm glad you took care of it.
That's good to hear.
All right, so
I leave
the left. Yeah, no, it looks like it's going to be okay. So that's the good news here. And so basically, it's funny with life how it just throws these things your way. You know,
yeah, it was like out of nowhere. I was just like, I'm going in a mailbox because I was expecting a package. And I find that in the mail, and I'm like, wait, what is going on? This was already dealt with.
Wow. No, that's okay. It just seems like things get, like, when it's a government project, things do get mixed up. You know, so I would, relax a little bit. I wouldn't get nervous, because I know... Sometimes you just tend to get nervous about things.
No,
so,
they're like, oh, well, we need to see that you're working. And then they're like, oh, it's mandatory to come into an appointment. Because I read the whole thing, and I'm just like, it's mandatory to come into an appointment, but I'm in a different state. How does that even work? And you're allowed to collect New York State unemployment in a different state. So it doesn't make sense.
Right. It does look fine. So we're not going to worry about that. So if that was your concern today, it looks okay. And thank God you took care of it.
There's a few other things, but that was like the big one that showed up today. I am concerned about this certification, but I think I'm thinking that as long as like this unemployment thing is not – the problem that I'm having is that like I'll have like – a few days of like peace and I can actually study. And as soon as I like sit down and I'm getting ready to study, then there's problems. And I'm like, when is this going to stop? It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like something's on repeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay,
you know, Groundhog Day?
Yeah, no, you're going to do fine with that, too. You just have to study. Okay? Just want to see a little more studying here, a little more focusing. But your career looks like it's going to be on the path, you know, the right path. So, that all looks good. So we just what is the word I keep telling you that you have to focus?
Focus.
On things?
Yep.
Because sometimes you're not always focusing.
Because I have like, 5 other certifications that I have listed other than this one. So this is like, I have to get over this one before I have to pass this one before I can even start on the other ones.
Okay. Well, let's do that. And it does look like you're going to move forward in every way.
Okay.
And keep keep me posted what's going on, but everything looks actually very good, you know, and
what's, Do we know what's going on with Japan?
Well, it looks like she's still there and there's not much change there.
Oh. I figured she'd be trying to get out of there with what's going on with Russia.
Not really. It looks like she's still there. So you're not going to worry about Japan. You're going to worry about right now your career.
Right.
And that's the most important thing because, you know, you got to get your act together. And
right.
Then that will give her confidence in Japan.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, so we're going to try to get the next caller and keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Jimmy. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Nicole has screened someone.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and have you muted Jimmy? Because I can never mute anybody here.
Oh, you know what? I did just mute Jimmy, and of course, right in the middle of the show, little Emma, my dog, decided that she needed to go out, so I had to go run, and now I'm playing the remote game here. So yes, Jimmy has been muted, and now we have Tia, and Tia is calling us from Michigan, and she's a first-time caller, Cindy. And basically, she just wants to know if you have any messages for her from Spirit, and specifically her dad. Her dad has passed, and she wants to know if, you know, if he's looking to reach out and say something to her. So here we go out to Tia in Michigan. Hello, Tia.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi, Tia. You know, you flattered your dad by asking about him on the radio, okay? He got a kick out of that. You know, he started crying just a little bit because he misses you a great deal. You were a very good daughter, is what he just said. Do you realize you were a good daughter?
I was hoping, but, you know.
No, you're a very good daughter. Do you ask him for help? Because he's one of your main spirit guides. I mean, he loves to help you.
I ask, yeah. I talk to him and ask him all the time, every day. Every single day.
And he hopes that you're getting some of his messages and signs. Are you getting them at all?
Well, you know, that's why one of the reasons I called in the show, I always feel like there is a message out there for me, and I think I'm picking up on the signs, but I'm just not so sure. I don't think I'm getting maybe half of them.
That's what he said. Okay, that's about right. You're getting 50% of them. He tries to make you smile. So you have to look for signs that are going to be a little bit funny at times and strike you as being, you know, he's there. He's also permitted down on Earth about 100 hours a month. So he's actually with you in your home. He keeps you company. He's hoping you at least sense or feel him there because he likes to be in your home. He wants to be here if he could be, by the way. There's a veil between the two worlds, and he started to punch at it, okay, which means he would want to be here. And I'm sure you wish you were here, too. You know, it's not that it's not good up there. He doesn't want you to think he's not in a good place because he said it's actually very nice up here. You don't have to worry about death, dying, COVID, money. Who's going to screw you over? You only see people you want to see. So he actually loves it up there in terms of that. But he wishes he were here she misses family. And are you getting along with your mom, by the way?
No.
Because that's what he said.
No.
And that's a source of angst for him, because you realize you're not going to change your mom or fix her. Do you realize that at this point?
Yeah. Now I do, yeah.
You have never called in our show before, but we tend to call people who have some of her traits unfixable. She's a manipulator. She's judgmental. She's not accountable for her actions a lot of times. And, basically, yes or to death, but you're not going to change her or fix her. And, your dad had loved her at one point very much. I don't know if you know that. But he fell out of liking her. Do you know that about him?
And
that's mostly what we do. We fall out of liking people. He's sorry he died and left you with her, actually, that it's become your problem. And, he's just basically telling you at this point, go on with your life and don't take her personally. Do you still take her personally? I know she's your mom, but there's a point where you have to stop taking her so personally. She is who she is.
Yeah, and it's just best if I don't. It's best for me if just to stay away. It really is.
He said to take her in small doses, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, which means, a little bit here. It's hard because you're such an old soul. To cut her out completely is really hard for an old soul. So, wish her well on holidays or, make a call, short call, whatever. Don't let her upset you. But see her in small doses, okay? That's really what your dad wanted to get across to you today. Have you been troubled about your mom as of late?
I've been troubled with the relationship between her, myself, and then an older brother that lives with her. It's a really bad situation, and I want to be able to forgive, but I don't know on this one if I can this time.
Okay, if Dad would want you to get a reading tonight, because we talk about what forgiveness means on this show, okay? And, I've been channeling Jesus for about 25 years, and he's a pretty funny guy most of the time. And when he spoke and walked the earth, he spoke in Aramaic, and that was Greek. And to forgive meant to untie karma with someone, untie victim consciousness with them, okay? To set yourself karmically free. It doesn't mean you forgive actions, because your father said the actions are unforgivable, okay?
Yes.
You forgive a person. But forgiveness does not mean reconciliation if the person doesn't do the correct steps of forgiveness, which would mean they recognize wrongdoing, they don't do it again, they make amends to us, they go to therapy. If we think this person's going to hurt us again, forgiveness means I forgive you as a person, not your actions, but I don't have to reconcile with you.
Yeah.
And then you're karmically free. And, Jesus said you're forgiven 7 times 70 times. That's 490 times. I think you've forgiven all of them 499 times, if not 1,000 times already. So at this point, you're not your brother's keeper. Not all moms are great. And kind of learn those lessons. Those are pretty big karmic lessons to learn. And stop taking them personally and let them kind of rain in on your parade.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, that's why your dad said you were a good daughter. I think sometimes you're wondering what he would be asking you to do in this situation on earth. He may have told you to, stay with them, try to fix them. He's with God now. Up there, they don't try to fix people, okay? That's not mm-hmm. your job. It's not my job, okay? So recognize that the traits that you can't fix this person, you don't want to fix her anymore, and just go on with your life and let your dad be your main spirit guide. He said you have a very good 5-year period opening up right now called the Wheel of Fortune. Do you have an idea of where you want to be 5 years from now?
Oh, well, I've had a rough, 8 years. I was fighting cancer, and my health is is really not where I'd like it to be. So I would like to be, you know, healthy, happy, in a good job, and just, you know, trying to help other people. That's my aspirations in life now.
And that's all doable. And Cancer has a lot of elements of anger stuffed down. Older souls don't think anger is a valid emotion, and they stuff it down and they stuff it down until they get sick. We don't want your Cancer coming back. We want you to just recognize, you know, the anger that you might feel toward your family members and let it go. That's what it means to untie. Let it go, okay? When you stop taking it personally, it's not about you. It's about them. And, you know, because your dad just says, you know, your health should really go very strong now. Great abundance should come to you. You just had some hard lessons to learn in this lifetime. And mainly it's that you can't fix people and to hold them accountable. I don't think you've held people accountable enough, and that taking it personally, stuffing down the anger. So when you're with talking with your mom, it's a big issue. You have to address it. But for the most part, just yes or to death at this point. Yeah, sure. Do you know what I mean?
That's great advice.
And your dad has helped you through your illness, okay? He's helping you. But think about what was going on in your life when you had the cancer. Older souls would rather be sick than face the fact of the psychological pain that people might be causing us and the heartbreak. So something must have gone on to trigger this, because we always have cancer in us 24/7. Why does it sometimes our body can't fight it? It's when the stress level gets too high. And cancer is a wake-up call to start putting yourself first, to stop being such a crap taker and an enabler of everybody, okay? And, you know, we sometimes have to ask for help. And isn't it funny, because old souls hate to ask for help, and you probably had to ask for some help when you had cancer, and it probably was the hardest thing you ever had to do, is ask for help.
It still is, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, these are some of our lessons, asking for help. We help everybody, but we are very reluctant to ask. So think, write down and write a letter to your mom that you don't give her, because it isn't going to change her. Maybe 25 reasons why you have a right to be angry at her, and write one to your brother. Just don't give it to them. Just get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on paper. And I want you to love yourself the way your father loves you, the way you would love your own child, or the way you love your friends. If someone pulled the crap on you that these two pulled on you, how mad would you be if they pulled it on someone you love?
Oh, it went beyond. I mean, it's pretty bad.
I can see here. I got the devil card on it, okay? So that's pretty bad here. And the card, like, I don't know if you're familiar with tarot, but there's the Ten of Swords, where you've got 10 swords stabbing you in the back across from the devil card. That tells me how bad it is, okay? Those are not two pretty cards, okay?
No, it was really, really bad. I still can't even believe it.
And that's why you got cancer, because you turned the anger inward, because that's what older souls do. And I want you to stop turning it inward. You know, I want you to, you can be angry at your dad, because in some ways he enabled both of those people, and that's why they learned nothing, okay? And notice how the good one died first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can't kill unfixables. They outlive us all. You know,
they're
afraid to meet their maker. So, if you get nothing else out of this reading, I want you to deal with the anger and let it go, okay? And learn that these are your greatest teachers. They taught you that you can't fix people, to hold people accountable, to stop taking them personally. So they're your greatest karmic lessons for this lifetime. So let's bless them, okay, that you learned that. But now you want to learn the rest of your lessons through peace, love, and joy, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and peace, the true peace, comes when we cut people out that are making our life hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut them out. Okay, your intention in doing that is self-love, self-preservation, and to teach and instruct, enough is enough. Okay,
want.
And God sees to your intention. You know, old souls are plagued with guilt. They would feel bad. They would feel like, you know, bad people never feel bad. They never feel guilty. Isn't that weird and odd?
Yeah, it's not fair, it seems.
Right? And we're the people pleasers.
I would rather feel it, though.
Right. And just, you know, your dad promises to give you signs. Pay attention. It could be simple things that you're missing. Like, you know, today I posted that, you know, license plates are a really good way to get messages. So sometimes pay attention to license plates. Sometimes have their initials on it, numbers that might be significant, a word. I mean, just, you know, pay attention when you're out and about to, if you see a butterfly or a cardinal that seems to be hanging around you. Your dad tends to leave coins. I'm not sure if you're finding them, but he said he leaves
everywhere.
Coins. Yeah,
all the time.
Right, because he said that she's definitely seeing the coins. I don't think you're seeing the license plates or the nature things, but he gives a lot of coins. And how does he do that? He has to be down on earth, and he might find a dime or a quarter underneath the couch, and he has to float it over when you're not looking and put it there. It's his way of letting you know he's been in your home and he's down on earth, or he's right there with you wherever you are. So know that he's always with you. He's a very nice man, by the way. He thanked me like four times.
Yeah, he's the best. See, there's no other like him.
No, I mean,
I miss him more than anything.
Right. No, he was actually good to a fault, loyal to a fault, and. He doesn't understand your brother or your mother. He just understands that you're not going to change them. Okay? And set yourself free from caring so much. And, you know, do us a favor and call in again. And let us know if you're feeling any lighter, better from what's just been said to you. That your father kind of says you're not responsible for them. I'm not sure if, you know, you think you kept him in your life because you think your dad would want you to do that. Has that been part of the issue?
No, not at all. She wasn't a part of my life for many years. And then because of the things that she would do, and then I tried to reconcile with her, and she's just not a good person.
Nope. And you heard what we said, manipulative, judgmental, and not accountable. You're not going to change her. You know, and, you know, set yourself a little bit free because your dad just said, go on with your life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you called in because there's probably tons of listeners in the same situation with a family member or a friend that they just had enough of. Enough is enough. And this year, pray to do its best for everyone, including yourself. Please start putting yourself a little bit first.
Thank you.
And your dad will give a very clear sign. And, you know, thanks for calling in. And did you just stumble across our show looking through Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So, you know, right there, your dad said he's the one who made you stumble across the show.
I believe that.
You know, because, yeah, he's like, oh, she got my message. So sometimes he's just putting a thought in your head or telling you to do something, okay? And, you know, he just loves that, you know, you got his messages. So, you know, keep us posted. Call in again.
Thank you so much.
Well, good
Thank
luck
you so
to
much.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Now, Nicole, how many times have we had to, you know, gone through this or had to tell people that enough is enough?
Oh, yeah. You know, all the time.
It's a very strong message, right, from the other side?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely it is. Yeah, I mean, and people also have to just, you know, it's easy to get entangled in other people's drama, you know, and it's very, very easy to take things on yourself, you know, unnecessarily, you know, but sometimes you just have to know when to say when, you know, and that's really, really it. And you know, too often we make too many excuses just because it's family. You know, you didn't choose your family, you know, so I get that, you know, you want to make some concessions here.
I think you did choose them on the other side. I think you did choose them. I think you did
choose.
Yeah,
right? It would be nice. It would definitely be nice if we could choose them, you know. But unfortunately, like sometimes, you know, when it comes to your family, these are just the people that you're stuck with. And you know, you have to just kind of make it work in whatever capacity you can. But you don't have to take their shit. You don't have to, you know, allow yourself to be, you know, abused. You don't have to compromise on your fundamentals. Sometimes you just have to take them at face value, and that's it. You know, and just leave it be, you know, because if you take on too much of their burden, you're not doing them any justice and you're not doing yourself any justice.
No, not at all. Not at all. And
no.
That's something really important. Like, you know, just know when it's not serving your higher good anymore and enough.
Absolutely.
You know, and also
don't take separation like that to be like some sort of like a hit against the other person either. You know, sometimes it's literally you allowing them to receive their karmic lessons, you know, without you there as a buffer, you know, so you depriving somebody of a lesson that they need to learn in order for them to elevate, in order for them to get, you know, to their next step. You know, you're not doing any justice for them by trying to shield them from that either.
Of course.
Sometimes the biggest thing you can do to help somebody is to leave them alone.
Exactly. And that's not always easy. But, it, you know, it's hard because, you know, sometimes, you know, good people are always trying to repair relationships. And sometimes it's
mm-hmm.
just, it's impossible. And it doesn't mean, we always say you don't have to hate somebody to leave them.
No.
Okay. You just have to, you know, realize it's not serving anybody's higher good. You know, and... You know, that was, I'm glad she called in because I think it was an important message to reinforce for people.
Yep.
You know, that enough is enough.
Absolutely.
Well, we do have Jennifer. Now, is this our Jennifer from Canada?
That's our Jennifer from Canada, and she's not my favorite person right now.
Why?
She had homework, Cindy. And guess what?
And she was
done.
Supposed to stay away from social media, and she didn't.
She did not.
And what's the consequences happening to her?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to let you do that portion of it. You let me know when you need me to lay the hammer down. But here you go, out to Jennifer. Hello, Missy.
Hello. Sorry.
All right, dear. So did you like try to go cold turkey and you couldn't, or did you just never try?
Is it okay? It, and then I got sucked back in, but then I've greatly reduced it lately.
Okay.
So it's been reduced.
Okay. And do you realize it gets quite addictive? You know that.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I get it.
And, you know, is your anxiety level greater that you're back on there again?
No. Actually, it's gone away. So I must
Good.
Have just needed a little bit of a reset.
Right. Well, if even stepping away briefly from something when you come back can change the energy. And, you know, are you glad you're back on? Is it a good thing?
No, it's actually it's funny. I've had random people reaching out to me, like people I don't know. But and I'm like kind of annoyed because I don't really like strangers. But then they say something to me and I'm like, you know what? I can, you know, I'm glad that they reached out. Like, this one woman tells me about her dead husband and how much fun they used to have. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a compassionate person. She's not asking me for anything. She just, you know, just thought I looked approachable.
Right, but also, there's a little boundary issues here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes people just overstep with things. You know, I don't know if we need to know all their business. Do you need to know everybody's business?
No, I really don't, except my boyfriend knew her. So she saw me on his Facebook. And then, so I'm like, who is this person? Oh, someone I used to know from backgammon. And I said, oh, okay, can you find out why she doesn't play backgammon anymore? So that's when she said, well, my husband passed away. He was a big backgammon player. So then, it was okay. So, but I think she just needed someone to tell something to. And I don't, you know, it's not like she's my friend or anything. I'll respond. I'll be nice. But, Yeah, for the most part, you know, I don't need it. It's there. But I'm not arguing with people anymore. I'm not reading all the comment sections of all the bullshit mainstream media things that come up. So.
And, all right, so what's your point in calling tonight? If you're happy with being back on social media, then what are you not happy about? Or what's your situation?
I'm not unhappy. I just wanted some cards for my birthday. I just had a birthday. And you asked me to call and say how it went, and I just told you the truth.
Okay. And, you know, so basically, you know, life is good. And, you know, as long as you're not extreme with the social media and it's not causing you anxiety, I'm sure there's no problem there, you know. And so now you and your boyfriend are able to see each other now? Because I remember with everything happening with COVID, you weren't. Are the borders opened up for you?
The borders have opened up for me. We were in Vegas from Friday until Wednesday morning.
Wow. So that's good. So you seem relaxed and good. So let me pull some cards on you, see if there's anything I need to see that you might need to know, okay?
All right.
Let's just shuffle them a minute. Okay, Jennifer. Okay. Actually, you know, money looks good. Psychological strength I got here. You actually have a lot of good cards here. You seem much more relaxed than you were like a few weeks ago. Everything looks good. Your relationship looks good. Kids look good. You don't have any bad cards. So actually, it's a very good year opening for you now. Are you starting to feel that way? Because there's a lot of positive cards here.
I felt like April 1st, everything's shifted.
That's what I see in these cards. There's a shift.
Yeah.
There's a total energetic shift, but everything positive, positive. Amazing. Just amazing. So with that, relax into the rest of your year. You know, do your social media in moderation. It doesn't look like it's a big problem here. And just enjoy. And yours actually is a pleasure of alignment of cards to look at. You know, so... it was a good thing to check in. You're on the right course. Everything looks good. And I hear you even sound very different than you've sounded in other calls. I don't know if you noticed. You're calmer. You're not fighting everything.
Good.
Which sometimes I've seen you fight everything. And that's not happening now. Just a lot of calmness. So I love that. You know, so... I'm so glad that, you know, you called in to let us know how it's going. Now, Nicole, you said you were mad at her. You still mad at her? Hello, Nicole.
No.
Are you there?
No. This is me not talking to her.
Okay. Oh, this is you not talking to her. I would have never picked that up, okay? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you could see everything looks pretty good here. So
That's not the point. It's the principle.
Well, obviously she heard what
because
you said
whole,
about
the whole idea was that we were talking about the addictive and dangerous nature of social media. And basically, even though you took it down, so you didn't really get high, you just got high enough to be straight. That's basically what you did.
Okay.
So if you were an alcoholic, you didn't have the bottle, you just drank enough to stop the shakes from coming. That's basically what happened.
Ooh, good analogy.
Okay, but how much time are you actually spending on social media?
This weekend I spent zero because
okay.
I was away and yeah.
Okay, then zero.
And really today, for the most part, pretty much zero.
Okay. So you can see she did do a shift because how much were you spending, like in the height of your mania, how many hours were you or how much time were you spending on social media?
Probably about 4 hours a day.
Okay. So you can see the significance, the change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So having just stepped away from it, and can you see if you walk away from it, nothing bad happens or anything?
Oh yeah. And you know what? And there are other people to replace me when it comes to making comments. So the responsibility is not all mine.
Okay. And, you know, I just, if you see yourself inching up with it, you know, make sure you just keep, you know, you just say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it just looks like you're going to be busy anyway. I don't see you're going to have 4 hours a day to be on there at all.
That makes a difference. I think with the nice weather coming, you're like me, we get snow and stuff. So, you know, once the nice weather comes, we're outside more, right?
Yep. And then, you know, you'll be out and about. But I don't think we have anything to really greatly worry about here.
All right, excellent. Glad to hear. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Bye.
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 Okay, Nicole, you can see that she's okay. Does she seem okay to you? Because
she seems all right.
She seems all right to me, too, and really all right. And you don't seem to have anyone else who wants to talk to us tonight, so maybe we can talk about some other things and let someone press as one that would like to talk to us. I know Jean still got her
sure,
new job. And
whatever you like.
She was a little worried about it, but, you know, because she didn't get her confirmation email yet. So, but that looked like it's coming any minute. So Nicole, let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
What about
you're on a spiritual path. Do you pay attention to the signs and messages that are coming in your day?
Of course I do.
Okay. And have you gotten any today? Did you get any messages today?
You know what? Today, I don't know. Today, I was a little busy.
Okay. Well,
today, I was a little busy. I wasn't paying too close of attention today. But in general, I've been a little bit more in tune. You know, I started carrying, like, my crystals again. And I started, you know, just creating a little bit of time just, like, for myself. I started, you know, right. I got my you know, like, I got like my stuff together, you know, and so I started making my list of things that I have to do because, you know, whenever I start getting sloppy, you know, I just keep everything in my head and then, you know, I forget about things and, you know, things fall wayside or I intend to do things and then I just don't follow through. So, you know, I started getting all my ducks in a row as far as that goes. I actually am expanding my, I chose actually because with all of the SEO and stuff that I'm going to be doing in the next coming up months, for my website, which is coming up on a year since I decided to open up this business now. Basically what I did is I kind of, you know, clear a little bit of my savings and I'm spending money to make money and I'm expanding my business to now include photography. So I just bought a whole bunch of professional, you know, photography equipment and myself and my wife plan on taking a couple of you know, trips just, you know, along the eastern seaboard so that I could just start shooting again and, you know, kind of get my feet wet again. And then hopefully by June I will have, you know, some really, really cool looking photographs to you know, add to everything else that I'm doing, you know, for my art. So and that's it.
All right. Well, that sounds very good. We're glad to hear that you're on a creative spur. And we did get Jean Steele pressing. So let's see what Jean has to say because I want to hear what Jean has to say.
Of course. What's up, Jean?
Hello, Jean.
Jean? Hello. Jean.
Hello, Jean. Are you there?
I see a little hand. She did press one.
Yep. Is the mic on?
The mic is on.
Okay, well, then maybe Jean Steele doesn't want to talk. Okay. I don't hear her wanting to talk.
Okay.
Okay, well, so we'll just
I just
her.
Muted her mic, and I just texted her, and I asked her where she was. So.
Okay. All right. So maybe we can talk about some things people can do to work on opening to spirit, okay? You know, what can they do? The first thing is they got to believe, right? Remember when you weren't such a believer? And
yes, I do. I reckon I do. Recall that.
And, you know, in order to first, you know, some people say I don't get any signs, I don't get any messages. And, you know, signs are really communication 101. the preferred way is kind of ghosting your mind and putting some thoughts in your head. But, you know, they will leave a feather around or maybe get a ladybug coming your way or a butterfly. These are things they can do. But mostly they put a thought in our head that we might think is our own thought, but it really isn't. It's coming from spirit. So how do you distinguish the things? Well, when it comes from spirit, we kind of really take a moment to think about that thought. You know, thoughts come in our head all day long, don't they?
Yep.
Sometimes they're almost like dreams. We don't remember them. They just come and go so fast. Like if we were to, like, at the end of a day, say, okay, tell us, like, 20 thoughts you had today. We might be hard to get those thoughts down. Like, well, I think I thought about this or maybe that. But mm-hmm. when it's coming from spirit, it isn't a thought that disappears. It's like this feeling like what you had with the photography. Like, I need to really put that – I need to be doing the photography. And maybe you thought about it once, and then you kind of let it go. And then you kept getting that thought. And then you finally went and purchased it.
I always know when I'm on the right path because, like, it'll pop in, and then it'll go, and then it'll pop in, and then it'll go, and then it'll pop in again. And then it'll become, like, a nagging sort of thing where I kind of like, why do I keep thinking about this? And then all of a sudden I get really, really excited about it, and then it's all I can think about. So,
right.
So like that's
and
that's how I know
thought.
That I'm embracing.
Right, that's a spirit thought. It's something that you're not sure why you're thinking. Okay, mm-hmm. We also have to learn to trust our gut a little more. You know,
yep.
A lot of times when people get fired from a job and they say they're totally shocked by it, I'll go, really? Really? Are you really shocked by it?
Are you sure?
You know, there wasn't a little voice telling you something wasn't kosher. And then they'll start going, yeah, well, when I asked my boss about that, and all of a sudden they list 10 things. I'm like, well, you had 10 signs that your gut told you 10 times that something wasn't right. So paying attention to gut, spirit. I also tell people if you're opening this journey, you should have a journal because, you know, you get a lot of signs, but you just forget you got them. But if you write them down and you look it over, you go, boy, I got a really lot of signs in the last couple of weeks. Wow, I really did. You know, you're like amazed by how many you get. So, you know, write down thoughts that you're not sure why they're in your head. You know, there's also the telepathy, the thoughts that you have. You know, how many times have we thought about a friend that we haven't seen in a long time and 2 minutes later they call? Now, we don't know whether we sent them that message or they were telling us they're going to call. You know, have you had that experience, Nicole, with especially with someone like that you haven't seen in a while where you just knew they were going to contact you?
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. Well, you know, it happens a lot with Lisa, too. You know, like, you know, I'll be thinking about, you know, something or whatever and something will pop into my head. And then Lisa will just, you know, turn around. She'll be like, hey, you know what? You know what popped into my head? And be like, yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, you know, like, and we're on just the same wavelength that way. And sometimes it's even funnier because we'll think about the same person. And then she'll be like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about so-and-so today. I'm like, oh, my God, you know what? I was thinking about so-and-so the other day. And then all of a sudden so-and-so will, like, call us, you know, or email us or, you know, shoot us a message on social media or something. So, yeah, we do it all the time. And, you know, sometimes even if I want somebody to contact me but I don't want to reach out, I'll just think about them a lot and eventually they'll call.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's interesting. So let's work on our telepathy this week. And if you want to work on your telepathy, you could pick someone you haven't spoken to in a little while
mm-hmm.
and just keep sending them messages to call you or contact you.
Yep.
And you'll be surprised how often that person will get the message. And they'll say, I don't know why I called you. I don't know. I don't really know what it's about. I just felt like a little birdie told me. So
mm-hmm.
telepathy is, and I like the way you explained it with you and Lisa, because soulmates are extremely telepathic. That goes without going. And that is the same energy that exists after people cross over. The more telepathic you've been on Earth with each other, the easier it is to commune with a person on the other side, the more connected you are. And, you know, telepathy is one of those things that all of us can hone. And that is a skill you can perfect by practicing
mm-hmm.
it a little more.
Yep.
And, you know, also, you know, working on our intuition, following those gut instincts. We do it all day long. Every conversation we're sensing, feeling, is our gut telling us we can go further with this discussion or not? You know, we instinctively know with a boss how far to push or not push, you know, by sensing the vibrations and the energy. So feeling energies is something that we can, we all do, but we're not always so aware of it. And, you know, that's why being that positive energy is an important thing, you know, lifting other people's energies by being positive. And, you know, being near someone who has negative energy is a killer, you know. It sucks you dry, you know. And the person doesn't even have to say one word, and you're like, oh, this isn't going to be good. I know it's not going to be good. So let's work, you know, working on lifting your energy, your own energy lifts up other people's energies. And and work on how much you are registering things without people speaking. It's not the words they're saying half the time. It's their body language. It's their energy. Like, you know, children are very good at that. They're very good judges of character.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they can tell a block away.
You know what's even funnier about that, too, and it's amazing because, and this is somewhat in the vein of what you're saying, but a little bit out. I got to think about the book. I want to say the book was called The Culture Code. And basically, you know, this is, it was a very, very good book. And it basically what it turns out, what it kind of dissects a little bit is, you know, the whole, you know, how team building, you know, how proper team building can make, you know, businesses a little bit more effective and it can cultivate, you know, happier teams. And, you know, it talks about, you know, the team leaders and, you know, who should be leading and, you know, egos and habits. And it goes into a lot of different things. But there's one section of this book that I found amazing. And that was that, you know, do you remember back in the day, like Tinker Toys, Cindy?
Sure.
Or like pickup sticks and things like that? Well, what they did was they put a bunch of doctors and lawyers and engineers in a room, and then they put a bunch of kindergartners in another room, and they gave them Tinker Toys. And they said that the whole, or like spaghetti or something to that effect. And the goal for them, for each group, was to just build the highest structure that you can. And whichever room built the highest structure wins, okay? And you have all of the adults in the room, and they're just going back and forth and arguing. And, you know, the engineer is like, well, I know better because of this. And, you know, you've got everybody's egos clashing, okay? And at the end of the day, they got something that was kind of mediocre because they spent so much time talking and arguing about it and not listening, you know, to each other and not, you know, feeding into each other and just, you know, not paying attention. And then they talked about the kindergartners, and the kindergartners kind of just looked at each other, and it was almost like watching a dance. Every kid knew what piece to touch and where to put it, and they erected this structure higher than doctors and lawyers and engineers in the other room. And they didn't say a word doing it. So that, like, as soon as you said how good kids are with telepathy, like, it was literally like an innate thing. They just knew where to go. They didn't fight. They just knew. And if one kid did something, they just accepted it and moved forward. And it was like watching a dance. They just knew what to do. They didn't say a word. And then you've got a whole bunch of the adults in there that were beaten by you know, by five-year-olds because they were just too busy talking and not listening enough.
Exactly. So we're going to work this week on honing telepathy, and maybe people can call in next week and say, you know, I tried to give a message telepathically to my boss, you know, and then he came out and said what I needed him to say, or to a child, you know, or someone that you want to deliver a message to. See if you can't, you know, even if you want to say, I need to open up this dialogue about this, and let the person start the dialogue because they've caught your message. And, you know, telepathy is something that all humans are very telepathic. And the reason I would want you to open up that skill, the only difference between me and most people is for some reason at the age of 41, I remembered the language of telepathy. And so I was able to talk to any soul living or dead because that's the language of how you commune to souls. So
yep.
If I could open mine and continually hone it, I'm not so sure why everybody else can't. And it is a way of talking to, you know, soul to soul. You know, sometimes I'll say to someone, I'm not sure if this person has died or they have Alzheimer's, but I know I'm talking to a soul, but it doesn't seem like they've crossed over. And they'll tell me, yes, the person has Alzheimer's, you know, but I can talk to that soul, and which is great because oftentimes they have a big message to deliver to people that's very comforting or illuminating. And so we're going to work on that this week. Telepathy works best with people we're emotionally connected to, by the way.
Yes.
It's harder to do it with a stranger. It's much easier to do it with someone that you have a soulful connection. So if you want to perfect telepathy, I would say start with someone you know well and see, you know, and see how that goes. And it's really a fun thing to do. And, you know, I think that you're at the stage, Nicole, where you can particularly open that up.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been on this spiritual path for so long now, it isn't going to be hard for you to open up. And you're also at the right age group to open it up. And, you know, so I'm just curious, you know, our listeners, if they do that, any experiments, if they have it happen, you know, and it's, even if you can do that, also your telepathy with those who have crossed over. You can say to them, look, I really need to know you're around, so I'm going to look for a sign like a butterfly. And I did that once, by the way, and it was winter. And I said, that's a pretty hard thing to ask to happen, okay? And I was still a children's entertainer at the time. And the party I went to, the first one, the theme was butterflies. So it was balloons with butterflies. Kids' faces, they all wanted their faces painted as butterflies. Everybody had tattoos. So they wanted butterflies. And the kids, and I thought, okay, that's interesting, but I want a real butterfly. And the next party, and remember, it's winter, a butterfly was out. I couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, my God, where did they chase that butterfly from to get it there? So sometimes you can ask spirit to give you a specific sign and see if spirit hears you and gives you that sign. So work on your telepathy. It is really a skill. The more you work on it, the more you perfect it. So, and Nicole, I want you to work on that this week, okay? And you could report back.
Okay.
And let us know how it goes. So we're just about at the end of our show. Did Jean get back to you?
Jean did get back to me, and she's still there. So we've got about a minute and 50 seconds, so I'm just going to throw her mic on.
Okay, good.
Jean.
Yeah.
Okay,
what
Jean,
happened?
Did you get your email?
No, I didn't get my email, but I got a phone call today. You know why?
Why?
My boss, the bus mafia, went to the director of where I'm going to work and asked for me to stay for another week at my old job.
And how did he find out about this?
Because he's friends with all of them. It's called the Bus Mafia.
Oh, my God. So what did they...
The director said, of course, keep her, you know, as long as she agrees, one more week will be fine.
Okay. So,
so
you
I have
know
two
you.
More weeks now.
Okay. And, again, I would just make the best of this and on a good note because it is such a small world. Be your best Jean for this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're away.
Okay, so good. So you'll just get through this week and
that's another week.
And you'll be out of there on a good note.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So
yep.
And that's
because
how you
I have to go
end
back to them.
Right. And because you said Bus Mafia, you don't want to get on the bad side of him because that's just not good. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
So,
he has such power, it's ridiculous. He went over the person that hired me to her boss's boss to ask permission.
Wow. Okay, so we know that you'll be out of there and that you've got this job. So that's great. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
You know, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. So we're at the end of our show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Jean, work on telepathy, too. Okay, let us know if anything.
I know, I will.
Because you're the person that does your homework assignment. So I'm curious.
I read your new book, and then I have to do, like, all the assignments. So then I have to take me a week till I get to the next chapter because I'm doing all your assignments.
Good, because they do work to open up the psychic abilities. So, well, good luck, everybody, with your telepathy, and
thanks
for listening. Bye for now. Bye, Nicole. Thank you, dear. Bye.
Bye, Cindy.